This is St. Louis Public Radio. A new play puts a Shakespearean spin on what it means to live in St. Louis. Blow Winds runs tomorrow through Sunday at St. Louis Public Library's Central Library downtown. It's a take on the Bard's King Lear for Shakespeare Festival St. Louis's annual Shakespeare in the Streets. Veteran local actor Joneal Joplin plays the role of King Louis, a willful and foolish leader. St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler talks with Joplin about the play and how his character splits his kingdom among his heirs in a way that reflects St. Louis's own division between the haves and the have-nots.
When the king in King Lear divides up his kingdom amongst his daughters, we do the same thing. We divide up the city of St. Louis with the daughters and the bastard son. And so that I give a fourth of the kingdom, the south part of the kingdom. I give a fourth of the kingdom, the west part of the kingdom. And to the bastard son, I give the north. But the center is saved for my favorite daughter, and that's downtown St. Louis. And it's, you know, then you follow pretty much the story of King Lear, where he gets cast out by his daughters. And then for us, you know, he gets among the homeless down on the riverfront.
What drew you to this role?
Oh, I had done Lear before, 16 years ago. And the opportunity to get another chance to revisit the guy, because anytime you do a role, you wake up in the middle of the night and say, ah, damn, I should have come up with that. I see that now. That's something I missed.
What are you bringing to this role of King Louis that maybe stemmed from one of those wake up in the middle of the night moments and have an epiphany?
Well, part of it was, I think, for instance, you know, the big speech, the blow wind speech.
Blow wind! Crack your cheeks! Rave! Blow! You tornadoes and hurricanoes, spout!
I thought it was railing against nature. But it's not so much railing against nature as railing against himself. And asking nature to punish him for the things that he has done and done badly, the way he has treated two of his children.
Singe my white head, and thou all shaking thunder, smite.
You know, you mentioned that each of these parts of the kingdom are parts of St. Louis, and
right.
Of course the favored parts reflect the way things are here.
Right.
How do you think people will respond to that?
I don't know, and that'll be interesting to see, because there are points where the fool, who kind of acts as a narrator, talks to the audience about, do you love St. Louis? I mean, do you really love St. Louis? You do, raise your hands. And is it, well, do you love St. Louis but are not completely satisfied with it? Raise your hand. If you don't love St. Louis at all, raise your hand. Said, I don't see any hands, but are any of you in your hearts wanting to raise your hand, but afraid to, because there are people around you? And it's one of those things of calling for St. Louisans to reflect on how they really think about this city and about how the city has treated them and how the city has treated others.
Why do you think it's important to delve into these issues right now?
I think part of it is we are well past the point where, as a city, we recognize our faults and our flaws and start doing something about it. We saw it with Ferguson, and we know that it happens almost every day, and we know it's racial. There's just no getting around it. It is racial.
What do you think it's going to take to make those changes?
I think, you know, everyone has got to start thinking that in terms of, we are just people. We are just St. Louisans. And if we are proud of our city, if we want our city to continue to grow, we have to own up to the fact that we can't treat others the way we've been treating them.